Listen up, maggots. We got targets inbound, so lock and load your senses and stand by for imminent contact.
If you love beer, you're in the Beer Army. So grab a frosty brew and get ready. It's time to liberate your senses. It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Well, welcome to the program. It's Mick Dagger here.
And the General.
And although another week of a subpar performance from me on the fantasy football front, I have to say my Denver Broncos were quite impressive there.
Dude, yes. I am actually a Denver Bronco fan now because they beat those freaking Pats, catapulting our Panthers to the only undefeated team in the league. So I'm definitely excited about that. I will say I turned it off at halftime because I'm like, with the snow coming down and everything, I'm like, there's no way. There's no way they're going to pull this off.
And Denver?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, and I should have hung out a little bit longer.
Denver's always giving the Pats a run for their money at Mile High.
Well, I mean, they really brought it on the fourth quarter, and then, of course, for them to tie it is like, oh, God, here we go. But then, they did the deed, man, so that's awesome. So kudos to Denver, to the Broncos.
Kudos to the Panthers,
yeah,
man.
I mean, just, I still can't believe hearing some commentators saying, well, you know, and trying to make excuses. Like,
they're still doing it, huh?
Yeah, dude. It's like, well, they didn't get the real Packer team, or they didn't get the real Seattle team, or it's like, okay. And what blew me away?
They're 11-0,
dude. Thanksgiving, they're going against the Cowboys. What, 2-6 or 2-7, whatever.
With Romo back,
and they're the underdog. The Panthers are the underdog, yeah. Like a 2 or 3 point underdog. Are you freaking kidding me, man? It's like,
well,
oh,
the interesting thing is that Luke Kuechly was
a beast,
but he was a Dallas Cowboys leading receiver.
That's a good one.
It's true.
No, you're right, dude. That guy's a beast, though. But yeah, well, listen, you're not the only one that poo-pooed out on fantasy football because. I played House Mouse Scott this week, and that dirty bastard beat me, man. And so I'm already hearing it. You know?
Between the two of you, I don't know who's the worst smack talker.
Oh, I got to hear it, and I got to hang out with him because we're getting ready to get we're attending the Craft Brewers Conference for North Carolina Brewers Guild this week too. And so,
how many hours on the road is that?
Oh, it's like 4 hours, I think, to Winston-Salem or something.
You better bring earplugs. So I'm not going to hear the end of that.
Well, to stay in a hotel room with them for the whole time, and it's just going to be very obnoxious. So yeah. But so the fantasy football is shaping up. It looks like you're still battling out for the basement position, but you're not in last place. Or no, you actually, I take that back. You are in last place. You are 10. Sorry. That was my bad.
I really don't care. Scotty's just hearing, if he hears me say that, he's going to get pissed.
Yeah.
What can you do? We even went over my lineup, and it's like, well, with what you have, that's not bad.
But, so the Craft Brewers Conference this week, we're excited to be rubbing elbows with all of our fellow brewers and stuff like that. Looking forward to it. Jolly Skull tickets are on sale. You can get discount tickets if you go online and just follow what you need to do, which is sign up for the newsletter. You'll get a discount code, but hurry because that discount code expires before Christmas. So if you're going to do this. Make great Christmas stocking stuffers. Looking forward to having everybody out there for the 6th annual Jolly Skull Beer and Wine Festival.
That's at the Greenville Convention Center.
At the Greenville Convention Center in Greenville, North Carolina. And I appreciate you getting that blooper reel out. I laughed my butt off. So the thing is, I know you have so much good material.
There's so much. It's one of those things is, do I make an hour blooper reel?
No, I think people be burned out. Or
no, you,
I
you
think
let
it short
out in little segments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, so we just have to try to do more frequency on the segments then. That's all. But how about this friggin' beer, man? I am digging this beer. From Knee Deep Brewing Company out of San Clemente. I know they're just out of Sacramento. I just can't remember it right off the top of my head, though. That is bad.
Oh, here we go. I don't know. You find it.
We're knee-deep in trying to find knee-deep.
I'm sorry. Just my reading glasses might be bad.
No, I know that they're about 20 miles out. They're up there in Auburn, California. So Auburn, California, as you look at a map, is about 20 miles northeast of Sacramento. I would say it's almost like a suburb of Sacramento, even though there's a little bit of a distance there. I wouldn't call it a suburb per se, but so just outside again, San Francisco, Sacramento. Wow, this beer's already hit me up pretty hard, man. It's their Breaking Bud Imperial Pale Ale, and the thing I like about this is that they'll say an IPA, but it's not an IPA because it's an Imperial Pale Ale. This isn't the first time I've come to run-ins because I remember when Good Vibes with their Orange Kush, and they called that an Imperial Pale Ale as well. And this one's coming in. The bottle says 6.5%. Their website says 6.7%. I go with the bottle because, you know, That's what I do.
That's what you're holding.
But so you can find more about Knee Deep Brewing Company by going to kneedeepbrewing.com. I love their artwork. I love the hop character that they use for all their artwork and stuff like that. It's kind of like a I don't know how to describe it, like a cartoon character. The thing I like about this specific label, though, is that it's a pun off of Breaking Bad, the TV show, mm-hmm. by calling it Breaking Bud, and how they have the letters spelled out using
the periodic table
of elements, and how they got the characters in their lab coats and stuff like that. I just love it.
So. Would you call him Heisenbud?
Heisenbud, yeah, I think he could.
Say my name.
This pours a golden color. There's a little bit of haziness. It's not like hazy. There's definitely the off-white head that had some staying power. Of course, we've been drinking this already for like the last 30 minutes. The head has some of that staying power and leaves that telltale lacing trails. Is that what I was going to say?
Sounds like a great solo acoustic album.
Yeah, I was just going to say, like, that sounds...
Telltale Lacing Trail.
Yeah. The aromas of pine, citrus. I'm definitely picking up that tropical fruit. It's assertive and forward with some of the malt aromas of the caramel. I do get a little bit of that vegetable effect. Overall, it makes me think West Coast IPA. You definitely get that dankness from the mosaic, and we're very familiar with that because of our Session IPA having that very dank because we dry hop a lot of it. It's a single hop mosaic, but... the flavor is similar to the aroma with a tropical leading and the citrus following, and then the fruit flavor is sweet, but not cloyingly so. You can pick up some of the herbal dankness that we're talking about on the flavor too. And again, we're familiar with that because of the mosaic hops. The bitterness is balanced out by the sweetness. It isn't overly bitter per se. It seems like it's very a hoppy beer, but it's not a bitter beer, you know. And
what has a West Coast...
Well, West Coast usually really bitter, like the enamel's coming off your teeth.
No, but this is, it reminds you of a West Coast, but it's got a really smooth finish.
Yeah, no, very good. The mouthfeel, body, and carbonation are all medium. It almost has, to kind of go back to what you're saying, almost like a creamy sensation, almost like a cream ale, but it's not like creamy like a nitro milk stout or anything like that. Not that kind of a creamy sensation. But what's interesting is why I say it's kind of creamy, it's kind of crisp and juicy all at the same time, mm-hmm. which I think is really, really interesting because it's like I would never describe a beer as creamy and then come back and say, well, it's crisp and juicy. You know, like, okay, you know, just I'm not saying dry per se, but kind of dry. I mean, I don't know. It makes me feel like the beer is bigger than it is, though. You know, you think like, oh, wow, this is bigger, but it's only coming in at 6.5%. And I do find it interesting that many feel it's like a session IPA. And as you go through there, because you have pale ales, then you have like, you know, well, you have session IPAs and then kind of like imperial pale ales, and then you have IPAs, and you start moving into imperial IPAs or double IPAs, DIPAs, you know. It's crazy. They're back in the day. It was pale ale or Indian pale ale. That's it. And now we got all this plethora of different variations.
I love the color on it because it does remind you of a cream ale.
Yeah.
Or, you know, it's just a solid pale, but man... I'm a huge fan. I've been drinking this beer a lot lately.
Have you? Yeah. No, it's really
when
good.
You brought it in, I was like, oh, yeah.
Knee Deep was founded by Jeremy Warren in 2010 in Nevada. He started as a contract brewery in Lake Tahoe and then distributed in the northern Nevada, specifically the Reno markets only. A couple of months later, Jeremy met Jerry Moore, who currently serves, I love this, is his title, CEO and janitor.
Got to clean up other people's crap.
I love it. You got to love brewers and stuff like that. They got such a great sense of humor and stuff, that don't work and own breweries. So Jerry Moore, he sampled some of Jeremy's beers, and then they decided to join forces and get knee deep in a premium craft brewery. So I guess that's where the name pays homage to. For the rest of 2010, they continued in Northern Nevada by contract brewing. In 2011, they leased their own space in Lincoln, California. And during that startup phase, they continued contract brewing. And then in May, they started pumping out their own beer and eventually phased out all their contract brewing. And currently, Knee Deep is they're brewing in their new 28,000 square foot facility. And again, that's Auburn, California, not San Clemente, not San Francisco, because we're drinking too much of this beer before we start the show, which is, again, 20 miles northeast of Sacramento. They originally started with a 15 barrel brew house, and then they moved up to their current 40 barrel, four vessel system. And they have 60, 90, and 120 barrel fermenters. They offer 14-year-round offerings and produce many special seasonals and one-offs that I definitely recommend you try, because I've yet to have a bad beer from these guys.
Well, I'll be honest. I think this is the only one I've had from Knee Deep.
Oh, really? Yeah. No, they have others that they have lots of good beers, and I feel very thankful that we're able to get them out here because they're out in California, because they're not nationwide distributed. They're only in a dozen states, and then they're in a couple of the provinces up in Canada. But you know, I've had their hoptologist Dippa, which I thought was just awesome.
Oh, wow!
And then they had a Belgian version of that Hoptologist Double IPA.
Oh.
So I've had both of those, and then I've heard of. I think those are the only other two that I've had. I know that they've had. I mean, obviously they do a lot of hop specific, like they do this Lupulin River, which is their double IPA that includes Mosaic and Simcoe hops. And then they got like the Hopperillo Triple IPA, and they got a hop shortage on the bottle. Says we'll work for hops. Yeah, so it's just. Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, no, it's awesome.
I'd love to try more of theirs.
Yeah, definitely. So I definitely recommend, if you can get your hands on it and try it. I think you'll be pleasantly surprised.
And they had a beer in there called the Lupulin River.
Yeah, Lupulin River. Yeah, yeah.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's Knee Deep Brewing Company. To get more information, hit up beerarmy.org. You can see the show notes right there in the radio section. As well, if you're on iTunes, just double-click the Beer Army Engage logo, and that'll take you to more information about Knee Deep and everything that you are hearing on the podcast today. So definitely check that out. And to stick around, we have an awesome Heroes Never Die segment coming up.
Yeah, it's amazing what people will do when they don't want their child. It's amazing.
That's heartbreaking just to hear that.
Yeah, it is, but what's even cooler, though, is that, you know, this child was rescued because
awesome.
Of people not willing to be bystanders and just, you know, turn a cold shoulder, like, I don't want to deal with it. So it's pretty cool.
Awesome. That and some more information on some stuff happening in the Beer Army world. So stick around.
Go AWOL with Beer Army Radio. We're online and mobile at beerarmy.org. Every soldier needs quality gear. Get yours at beerarmy.org. Hats, t-shirts, and more. Show Murphy he can't keep you down and announce to the world that you're in the Beer Army. Go to beerarmy.org. Do it. By the way, Murphy's a bitch.
It's Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
Oh, it's the most wonderful time of the year. Isn't that right?
Wow, I don't know, man. Not with that kind of singing.
That's my Ron Burgundy impression.
That's your Ron Burgundy impression?
Yeah. Mm. There's a Christmas party coming our way.
There is. I'm looking forward to it. It's the Hornets are putting it on. It's the Christmas party. We're going to have it at the Beer Army compound. That's here at the headquarters of Beer Army, the Beer Army Foundation. It's 19 December. It's going from noon to 5. We're going to have live music. We're going to have a bouncy bounce. It's a BYOB event. It's going to be a potluck type thing, so bring a dish. If you're interested, you know, you can get more information by go visit contacting the Hornets or going on to their Facebook group. And just bring a friend. It's going to be a good time. Live music. I'm trying to track down Brandon Snow's contact information because I really liked when he played. I haven't heard him play in a while. I think the last time we had him play was Give Him Hell. For Give Him Hell Day or whatever. So I'm like, damn. So I
was yeah, that Jones was, wow.
Up. Yeah, so I want to get him back out there. Yeah, I think so. And we're really happy to hear our girl Lena. She's coming back.
She's coming back. Lena's coming back to the fold.
She's coming back. Well, she's always been in the fold. But game night at Beer Army Burger Company next Wednesday. So a week from today.
Oh, wow.
She'll be doing trivia, I think.
If I'm not mistaken, doesn't it? I think I saw something about that. That's 7 o'clock, right? Kicks off at 7?
Yeah.
And, second Wednesday of the month?
I don't know.
Or is it every week?
I don't know how they're doing. I think we're trying to ease back into it.
Okay.
So it's about, you know, we're feeding Lena some beers and
there you go.
Come on, let's do some trivia. So I'm sure that there's going to be some prizes, probably some gift cards type thing. So, get your noggin on.
Yeah. Beer Army Burger Company, Pollock Street, downtown New Bern.
Yep. 313 Pollock Street. Check it out. We'd love to have you there. So, Anyways, this is my favorite time.
Yeah.
I know
yeah.
this is your favorite time of the season. This is my favorite time of the show because we get to feature somebody doing something great, you know.
Well, I'll be honest with you, man. This is the foundation. It's the cornerstone and it's the bedrock of Beer Army Engaged and Beer Army Radio. It's highlighting the good that people have done because yeah. we say it every week and it's worth repeating every week. Mm-hmm. When things fall apart around you, when your world just crumbles, you never know who's going to step in the gap.
You know, Mickey, it's so perfectly true because you remember back in episode 154, getting busy with it. Remember we featured a dog named Pooey?
Yeah.
Remember that? And the dog basically
rescued
a
kid, a new baby,
an infant that was at the dump site, right?
Right.
Remember how we were kind of thinking like, yeah, you know, only in a third world country. You know, you're kind of like only in the, crazy it is.
Yeah.
Remember that, dude? So this week, man. And I guess maybe because I'm in that Thanksgiving feeling and I'm going into the holidays, like, who could just do that to a baby, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, right here in L.A., Los Angeles, California, it happened, man. I can't believe it. I'm blown away. But the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, they're on the search for, you know, the asshole who thought it was cool to abandon a newborn baby girl in a alive, buried underneath some rubble in a crevice on a bike path next to the Compton Creek. Are you doing?
God.
So, we got a little video snippet here. Give it a listen, and we'll talk a little bit more here.
Detectives are searching for the parents of this baby girl who was buried alive in this open hole on a bike path in Compton.
Y paró de llorar la niña.
Evangelina McCrary was walking on Friday around 4 p.m. when she heard cries coming from underneath the asphalt.
Quiero un gato.
Her sister thought it was a cat. Evangelina says she knew the cries were of a baby, even if she couldn't see the infant. She called 911 for help. Deputy Adam Collette arrived at the scene and had to search deep inside the hole to reach the baby.
And as I'm digging in the hole, I still didn't believe it. It was more of a disbelief.
Collette says once he held the baby in his arms, she had a sigh of relief and stopped crying.
I think the baby definitely had a touch of God that day.
The baby is described as Hispanic or African American. Deputies believe she was born at a hospital because of the blanket she was wrapped in, possibly 2 days old when she was discovered.
Wow.
It's crazy, isn't it?
I'm with that police officer. I can't believe this.
Yeah, I just...
Go to that extent to bury a baby under a bike path?
Right. I mean, to put the debris, it's one thing to kind of just discard it or throw it in the trash, which is, trust me, is horrific in its own right, too. I'm not trying to, but to take the extra effort to, like, bury it. And then, you know, what I'm really hoping is that because they think it was born in a hospital, that they'll be able to backtrack and, you know, be able to cross-reference and figure it out. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, to hear that you think that you thought it was a cat or something like that. You're like, no, that's a baby crying underneath rubble. Underneath rubble, dude. And they said that the spokesperson for the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department, Sergeant Marvin Jarmelia, he was saying that the baby was cold to the touch and that if it was there probably for another 24 hours, it wouldn't have survived.
You know? Wow.
So I'm just blown away.
And who's the woman that said her sister thought it was a cat?
Yeah, no, I don't know.
I mean,
I know.
Good on her, because if she didn't bring this to anybody's attention, this would be a whole different story.
There was another interview with Angel Flores who was talking, because he's our neighbor, and was talking about that, and it's just crazy. You know, he's just like, you know, who would do such a thing? Like, you know, who would do such a thing? And this is the other thing, too, that I think was really even crazier, not crazier, but for this very reason, is that in California, they have safe zones. They have a safe zone or safe haven law, basically.
I think it's called a safe surrender site.
Yeah, safe surrender site. Thank you. And if you like have a baby and within 72 hours, you can go to a fire department. You can go like they have, and then they have these special decals where they call them, safe surrender zones or whatever, where you can give up. You can give your baby up. No questions asked. No repercussions. No recourse. But it has to be within the first 72 hours or whatever. So.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know, man.
It's sad that there has to be that in a society.
Well,
but on the flip side, I mean, yeah, well, then it's either that or, well, shoot, in this case, it didn't seem to matter. But
no, it's, you know, the thing is, I guess, I felt bad for myself because I was like, only in Thailand would you see something like that.
Yeah, that's what we thought.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and I'm not putting down Thais or that country or anything. But, you know, in my mind, kind of like, because I've seen crazy things in third world countries, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So I was kind of like, yeah, only in a third world country. You know, we're in the U.S., man. You know, like, I like to think, not that we're better in a condescending or arrogant way, but, like, we're more civilized. We have more infrastructure to like a safe surrender, you know, sites and stuff like that. Like, you shouldn't have to go to that length, I guess. Like, you know what I mean? That's the thing that just blows me away. It's like, what are we, you know, like, what the hell?
How,
man,
desperate does somebody have to be in our society?
I don't know.
That burying a baby under rubble in a hole on a bike path is a logical thought process. That just blows my mind.
Well, and the thing is, if you look at the video or whatever, it doesn't look like it's a well-traveled bike path, per se. I mean, it's off the beaten path. So, thank God that somebody was around or in the vicinity to hear it and, more importantly, take action about it. So, we definitely want to give a shout-out to Evangelina McCrary for not sitting idly by, you know, for when she thought she heard something and took the time to investigate, I guess. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because if she stuck with what she said, or what her sister thought it was, a cat.
Cat, yeah. Or
she could have just walked away.
Yeah, and you know, people please. If you with everything, especially here in the States, with all the assistance that is available, whether it's adoption, whether it's I don't know. I mean, it's.
There are so many other outs.
Right, exactly.
There's so many that essentially are judgment free.
Well, you know, I mean,
there's no shame in doing that.
And not to get into a an abortion argument or anything, but like the decision, and now they have, you know, the morning after pills and, like, you know, like everything else, like you had there's like so much time to make a decision where it doesn't result in that. I guess, if that makes sense, mm-hmm. You know, and I don't know. I feel sorry.
I'm with you on that, man.
I kind of feel sorry for the person in some ways. You know what I mean? Because, like, you feel you're that desperate. Well, I hate to think that you're that wicked, I guess. You know what I mean?
Oh, so, God, yeah.
Because
yeah.
It's like, what kind of a person, you know, comes to that decision?
How much of a lack of regard for life do you have where you will not exercise all these options? You either have to be straight evil or just...
Right, incompetent or...
Just, or totally desperate and ignorant and not knowing what's available to you. And maybe just being so full of shame that you don't want people to know that you're in the situation you're in.
Yeah.
It's shocking. I mean, there's so much... We survive as a society based off our own humanity. Otherwise, we would destroy ourselves.
We would.
And so...
It's amazing. It is amazing that we as a human race... have gone as far as we have sometimes, to be honest with you.
It's crazy.
You know, 2 minutes to midnight, we haven't had a nuclear war yet. You know, what's going on here, man?
Sorry, that's a sad story. I'm so grateful for the, McCreary, what's her name?
Evangelina McCreary.
Evangelina McCreary and those police officers
for
doing what they had.
Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department for responding. You know, that was another thing I was thinking about. How many calls do they get? And it's like, you know, we'll investigate it tomorrow or something, you know, but to get there, awesome. You know what I mean? Yeah. And to remove rubble and they're digging.
Well, who knows how dispatch shared it with them. Right. It's like, we got a lady saying she is either a cat or a kid. I don't know.
Right. Right. No, I'm very appreciative.
Well, good on them.
Yeah, definitely. Damn.
Wow.
But I hate, that's the reason why I love our next segment, because, you know, we get all serious and we get like, I don't know. It's a happy, sad moment, I guess, usually, right?
Well, what we have coming up is our pressure release valve.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, stick around. We got some crazy stuff to get to that's either going to make you laugh or
shake your head.
Yeah, shake your head, pretty much. So stick around for Yikum to Sue.
Hey, mothers, lock up your daughters. It's Mick Dagger and the General.
I may ask you to get a little closer to the microphone. Maybe that's, if that's comfy. Yeah. That'll work.
I need my mouth.
What? Are you taking part in a condom challenge?
Something like that.
Beer Army Engaged on Beer Army Radio.
On the battlefield of beer. An informed soldier is a good soldier. Learn more about the Beer Army Foundation. Go to beerarmy.org. Get informed about beer, upcoming events, festivals, and community outreach that the Beer Army provides and supports. The revolution starts with you at beerarmy.org.
Beer Army engaged.
Well, welcome back. It's time to giggle. Who uses that word anymore?
I'm surprised you can giggle, because since you're having computer issues, you want to throw that. You want to
really? You want me to really unload right now? Is that what you really want?
Listen, I was just listening to the blooper reel and how
shut your mouth.
You didn't want to get Tori all shut pissed off at you because you want to custom. Look, I think the MacBook can fly.
It's
an Air. It can fly.
No, I think you need a throat punch.
I need a throat.
My thing is, I take this computer everywhere else. I get in here and get on the network, and all of a sudden, I'm like relegated to like. There's places I can't go, and it's not like porn or anything. But it's weird. I leave here, and it's fine, works on different Wi-Fi networks, everything. But here, I think you've got the stranglehold on everybody. Man, you're pulling a Nugent on people, buddy.
Nugent, yeah. Well, anyways.
And you're wanting to blame me.
Well, just, you know, that's
what's
why
wrong with your computer? That's it's your computer, why. And your computer's the one that's the problem.
That's the reason why we need you to pledge your support. You
my
know?
Computer hates you.
Go to beerarmy.org/pledge. Pledge your support. Because Mick
wants to get me counseling sessions to be able to.
So Mick can get anger management as well as maybe a new computer.
Right. Yeah.
So we can do this in our studio.
Yeah, I'm the one that needs anger management. You're like, I don't know what the problem is, man. I don't know. I just don't know. I'm gonna check your proxy settings. And it's like, dude, it works fully well
Stop
on everything I'm wanting to do.
Stop being a victim.
I'm only a victim in here. Yeah, it's conditional victimization.
Is that what it is?
Thank you.
Oh. But we appreciate all the pledgers that pledge their support, and as we can, we've migrated off Patreon, so we still have our website there, but you can pledge directly on beerarmy.org.
What a horrible way to ask for pledging. Having me go off on some totally angry rant is like, seriously, man, this dude needs help. Seriously, hit the pledge button.
Do we need a Kickstarter campaign for you?
No, we don't.
Anyway.
And the thing is that the big thing is that the foundation and the good that we do is what's important, not my temporary dysfunction.
But if you go again, you go to beerarmy.org/pledge, you can get all the information. We're going to be pushing out the new 2016 Beer Army Super Shoulder swag. We actually phased out the silicone band, and we're bringing in a dog tag keychain.
Oh, sweet.
And so... And of course, stay tuned for what the new color will be for the Beer Army Super Soldier logo this year too. So this year was OD green, and this coming year 2016. So we'll start pushing that stuff out right after Christmas for all of our existing pledgers. Because guess what? You get new swag each year if you keep on pledging.
That's the cool thing is that when you're walking into the fold of Beer Army and you help us do these great things. Not only do we want to reward you with these little things, but just it's. The diversity of everything that the Beer Army is involved in, and the new avenues and directions that we go, it's empowering, it's motivating, and it's inspiring. So thank you for that, amigo.
And of course, the Sierra Nevada collaboration, we did get an update from them. They filed paperwork with the federal level order because they have two breweries, they automatically do go through the whole process. And so I didn't realize that. That's definitely a little bit more laborious process or laborious process.
Nice
laborious,
word. No, you nailed it.
I don't know if I used it correctly.
Very laborious.
Than normal. So, we're still staying tuned. We're hoping to get this thing out there. As soon as we get information, we'll push it out. We'll let you all know. So,
but heck yeah.
Let's get back to what is really important, and that's laughing.
Yeah. And not throwing computers.
Not throw punching. He threatened to throw punch me.
I do have to apologize, everybody, for my little vent there. Isn't technology crazy?
Dude, I hate it.
You can totally be controlled by it.
It drives me nuts, man.
Well, we'll figure out what the deal is with this, and I apologize not only to everybody listening, but to you.
Yeah, I feel threatened.
Yeah. What? Wow. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
You want to see me when I'm angry?
I'm like the Hulk, bro. So without further ado... it's time in, because in this screwed up world, man, there's just some shit you can't make up. So let us yick him to sue. What do you say?
Mick, so a couple, the whole thing going down in Missouri with, remember the football players, University of Missouri boycotting or, until the is the chancellor? I can't remember.
Well, anyway, there were two people that ended up resigning because
So what's really crazy is that they have a journalism school there. And so they're protesting. They set up like this little camp, you know, on the campus or whatever. And so there were some university students who are taking journalism who are trying to cover it.
And so this was in the public square.
Right. Student on student hate and discontent all of a sudden. So I just want to play this little snippet here so you can hear just how they're going back and forth. And basically you got a guy who's trying to take photos, but the line is pushing up against them and they're telling him to back up. And he's like, look, I'm not moving. You guys keep pushing me. And they're like, well, we have rights. And he's like, and so do I. First Amendment, man. Freedom of, you know, speech covers also freedom of the press, man, you know. So just give this, because this is crazy, and then I'll go into what's really nuts about it.
I am a student.
They must ask you to respect their space. Move.
These students are walking forward. This is the direction that we are walking.
They're pushing me. They're pushing me.
And they're pushing them.
Everyone's not mine. Don't come to me.
All right, don't push me.
Yo.
I'm not pushing you.
We're okay. Well, then we will just block you.
You need to step. You're out of here now. You need to go.
Yep.
Students, can you tell him how
you don't have a right to take our photos?
See, that's where he's wrong. He does have a right. That's what he's trying to tell him. First Amendment.
Yeah, exactly.
I have the right to take photos. First Amendment.
And so if you heard that
annoying voice in the background. Student!
Yeah, so that chick, okay. That's Melissa Click. She's an assistant professor, or she was an assistant professor in the communications department. And she was the one getting the activists, you know, to kind of get riled up. There's another, if you keep watching this video, one of the other students goes through the line basically and starts filming. And she's like, you know, you need to get out of here. He's like, no, I don't. And she's like, somebody give me some muscle here. Get this reporter out of here or whatever. It's like, really? You know, and so she published a whole apology and whatever. And it's just, but. It's just crazy, but that guy that was talking was Tim Tay, a senior photographer who was being confronted in the video, and you know he basically tells the New York Times that he accepts her apology or whatever, but he's like, look, you guys are doing, you have an issue, you're trying to bring, the whole reason why you're protesting is to bring awareness. Well, that's what we're here to do, is to capture it, that actually we're trying to help you, you know, and it does make sense.
Yeah, it's just essentially historical documentation.
Right, and that's what he's saying, like I'm documenting it for, you know, it's just... I don't know. I just thought it was so stupid and asinine that you're in a you have your own students who are taking journalism. You're teaching them about this, and then you're basically fighting against that very thing you're teaching.
Yeah,
and
right.
Then you have a professor who is condoning actions of like, get this guy. You know, like, wow, it's like freaking bizarro world, dude.
Yeah. Nah, absolutely. What a people's stupidity is beyond me. It really is. Keep it on the politically polarizing front.
Oh, we like polarizing.
Yeah, well, yeah. Yeah, we do. Get a load of this. There's a 15-year-old kid. I can't even say his first name. It's just a bunch of consonants.
Okay.
It's Jean Chicatali Tanatui or something like that.
Okay,
I don't know.
Wow.
His first name is, just listen to how it's spelled, XIUHTEZCATL.
Wow. That's where you just call him Alphabet.
Yo, what up, X? But anyway, he is part of a group suing the Obama administration for not getting rid of fossil fuels.
He's suing them.
Yeah, he's suing President Obama over climate change, essentially.
We're calling out our government. We're calling out the people that are supposed to be representing us, representing the people, representing our voices, for their lack of action. The Obama administration, for their lack of action. They have failed to adequately protect the climate for our generation and those to follow. They have immensely failed at that.
I don't know what to think with this.
Well, newsflash, I don't think you could put it all on Obama.
Thanks, Obama.
Yeah, I don't think like he is the only one that's responsible for fossil fuels being burned in this decade, this century, well, maybe this decade so far, but
my thing
but
is
only
is
in the U.S. But
my,
you know.
My thing is, it's I admire this kid's tenacity, I guess is the word.
He's got big balls, man.
Yeah, he has big balls, but I mean,
he's
my
got too
thing
much damn
is,
money to be able to file a lawsuit.
But he's part of a group that's doing it.
Yeah.
But I mean, suing a presidential administration for not getting rid of fossil fuels. until there's a replacement in place, that is never going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Until there's a whole new alternative energy grid established, is never going to happen.
And how old is this guy again?
I don't know exactly.
I think he's 15 or something.
Yeah,
like
he's 15. That's right.
I tell you, teens are crazy, man. They do some crazy stuff. It's kind of like our next person here. When I saw this story, dude, and it seems like we get a lot of stuff out of Richmond, Virginia. For me, like your Florida is my Richmond, Virginia for some reason. And out of a Henrico County, nah, that's Richmond, Virginia, basically.
Uncle Rico County? Is that what you said? Yeah. Uncle Rico County?
There is a, well, I think they go Henrico. I've heard them say Henrico, Henrico.
I'm going to stick with Uncle Rico County.
Uncle Rico?
Yeah, from Napoleon Dynamite.
Well, there's a 14-year-old girl, and she's being charged with assault and battery on a teacher. Can you believe that? But it's that.
Yeah, I can. This day and age, I can believe that. I've seen some pretty violent students.
But wait until you hear this on how she assaulted her. Give a listen.
Exhibit A, a baby carrot. The weapon used, according to school disciplinary paperwork, in an assault and battery of a Moody Middle School teacher.
I don't even know how to combat the stupidity of it.
Carrie Mae's 14-year-old daughter, Aaliyah, is currently suspended for launching the vegetable.
I don't understand the whole thing. She was playing. Yes, it happened. They would have called and said, oh, she's in trouble. She got a couple days in school, maybe even a day or two out of school, but this has gone beyond that. We got court. She's charged. Not small charges. She's assault and battery with a weapon.
The 14-year-old girl says she had just left class and in the hallway saw a teacher that she had last year. So as part of a joke, she reached in her pocket and pulled out a baby
man.
It stashed away at lunch. She said she tossed it towards the teacher, never thinking she'd hit her on the forehead.
Wow. Then he just threw a carrot at a camera and hit it. Good aim, bro.
If you keep listening to the rest of this video, dude, they got some stupid puns. You know what I mean? Because we always talk about that, like,
news puns.
But the thing that made me laugh is they go, a moody middle school teacher, right? And I'm like, you goddamn right she's pretty moody if she's getting pissed off and pressing charges. But it's actually George H. Moody Middle School. But I thought they meant, like, as a moody person, you know? So, yeah.
So, 14-year-old, she's got charged with assault and battery for throwing a baby carrot.
Yeah, Aaliyah May, this is her 14-year-old daughter of Carrie May. And, you know, she's saying that she's been out for a whole month. Like, and then now they're pressing charges and stuff. What blows me away is if you also listen to this video longer, the CBS 6 legal expert Todd Stone, he goes, if it's a soft carrot, it may not be as offensive. He goes, but if it's a rock carrot, you don't have to have an injury or show you were hurt to prove battery. It just has to be an offensive, vindictive touch. That's what the law says. And I'm like, what? It's a carrot. It's a baby carrot, man. You know, like, God help you if you had a food fight, you know?
Really? That's on the books? Yeah, doesn't matter if it's actually a weapon, but if it was a slight bit of a vindictive touch.
This is what I think is really screwed up. Is they try to contact the school district, but they declined to comment on the carrot case. And, you know, Carrie May said that the school's disciplinary review board sent a letter recently trying to get her daughter to admit guilt, but she declined it because she's afraid that that's going to be used against her somehow into this legal thing, you know, because she just wants to move forward. But I don't know. Hopefully, if this does go to court, hopefully there's a judge who is, you know, still has his sense about him, his wits about him, and will dismiss this. And, you know, hey, a month, you know, out of school, I mean, she's going to be – there's repercussions for being out for a month, you know, having trying to make that up and everything, you know, so –
Well, I hope there's a judge with a solid head on his shoulders.
Yeah, I was just like, wow.
And not so moody.
Yeah. You just can't make it up. You can't make it up, dude.
Well, we're gonna go out on this note. What do you say, buddy?
Sure.
What do you say to... you're familiar with Gangnam Style.
Of course.
Whoop 'em Gangnam Style.
Especially when Madonna was with them, dancing up on the stage.
South Korean star Psy.
Yeah.
He's back with a new song.
He is?
Yeah.
Oh. You look nice. 널 보자마자 나 어머나 땡잡았.
Don't think twice. 이미 게임 끝났어. That's what I'm talking about.
Eat my curry, I'll be your rice. You eat my curry, I'll eat your rice.
You be my curry, I'll be your rice. It's called Daddy, the new song from Psy.
Wow.
Whoop 'em. Yeah. Feel free to dance as we
we're dancing.
Wrap up Beer Army Engaged. Yeah, hit us up, beerarmy.org. Hit the pledge button to make sure this song never plays again. Get all the information, all the awesome stuff we do have coming up. We have our Christmas party, our game night as well. Jolly Skull Beer Fest, January 23rd, Greenville Convention Center. Tickets available online at beerarmy.org. And make sure you do peruse the back catalog. And golly, this has got to stop. Yeah. Hit the back catalog of episodes and find out more about our Heroes Never Die segment and everything we've covered here. Check the show notes. And of course, in the meantime,
rounds out.
Beer Army Radio.